When you get to William Wester's room at the Radcliffe Veterans Center, it's clear that this slim man with a twinkle in his eye is looking toward the future, beyond his current 101 years.
I'm going on 102.
Wester left Butler County, Kentucky in 1939 to join the Navy. He was stationed aboard the USS Salt Lake City that was part of the group with the USS Enterprise. He recalls the day, December 7, 1941, when his ship completed a mission and was heading back toward Pearl Harbor.
We'd been to Wake Island. We'd escorted the Enterprise aircraft carrier.
Wester has told his family about seeing the Japanese planes flying low overhead as his ship headed toward Pearl Harbor. His ship pulled into port the day after the bombing, and they witnessed the devastation. Wester also recalls more pleasant times in his life, like his years of ballroom dancing.
Waltz, cha-cha, rumba.
Wester's niece, Brenda Leon, says
her uncle was an independent living until about 3 weeks ago. He wanted to come to the Radcliffe Veterans Center.
He very much was looking forward to it, was hoping that he would be accepted. That's what they promised me when I gave them my 20 years and 6 days. I sure hope I get in. He just wanted to be associated with veterans.
Wester is one of 120 veterans who will eventually live at this spacious Hardin County facility, where each resident has a private suite with a bathroom. Natural light pours in through big windows as Administrator Israel Ray shows off the physical therapy area, a chapel with stained glass windows, and places to relax.
Each courtyard that we're seeing to our left and our right through these windows, they're actually for 10 veterans.
There are lots of inviting common areas.
So you have your entertainment area, big screen TV over the fireplace, and I'll show you a larger room that actually has a lift built into it.
Ray leads the way to a special needs room.
This lift is built into the ceiling. It can lift up to 600 pounds.
He says this is the kind of equipment that provides top quality care for the veterans.
And it's a beautiful thing because in most facilities, they have the lift that's wheeled into the room. Here, in a special needs room such as this, it will actually lift the veteran at bedside, and it makes it very conducive for the veteran we're providing care for, as well as the staff.
Once it's fully occupied, the center will have more than 200 employees. Currently, there's a staff of 90 and 9 residents. The first veteran to move in was 91-year-old Eugene Hill, who's from Cecilia in Hardin County. Hill says he was an engineer in the Air Force.
A B-17 bomber. I'd take care of all the fuel and so forth.
And then did you work as an engineer after you got out of the military?
I worked at Fort Knox on tanks 30 years. Put a lot of hard days working up there, getting them tanks ready to go overseas.
Hill moved to the Radcliffe facility from the Thompson Hood Veterans Center in Jessamine County. His son, Gerald Hill, used to drive 95 miles from Cecilia to visit his father. Now, Gerald Hill says he drives about 20 miles, often twice a week, to see his dad.
It's just super nice. It's just the veterans deserve it.
One consideration in accepting veterans to the Radcliffe Center is to bring them closer to home and family. Now, at 91 years old, Air Force veteran Eugene Hill is one of the veterans who has come home. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Rhonda Miller.